Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The Lebanese army on Friday said two soldiers were killed and three others wounded in an Israeli airstrike that hit a building near an army checkpoint in Kafra. A United Nations source said Israeli forces fired at a UN peacekeeper base in Lebanon's Nakoura on Friday, injuring two shortly after unleashing deadly strikes on Beirut. It's the third consecutive day the peacekeepers have reported Israeli fire at their positions. The Israeli military says it instructed peacekeepers to enter into protected spaces and remain there hours before the incident. Fiona Jones from Reuters has more.
Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati condemned the incident as a crime. It comes amid Israel's war against Hezbollah militants, with its latest attack in Beirut on Thursday night killing more than 20 people and injuring over 100, Lebanese authorities said. Three security sources said the target here was a senior Hezbollah official who survived. The UN source said that along with the tower that came under fire on Friday, troops also breached the perimeter of another peacekeeping base they'd fired at the day before.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. On Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Berlin for talks with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, the final leg of his whirlwind tour of European leaders. Zelensky said Friday at a briefing in Berlin that he would like to see the war with Russia end by 2025 and that aid to Kyiv should not decrease in the meantime.
Defense support, economic support, political support, and our cooperation are very significant. I'm grateful for all this assistance. It is very important for us that this assistance does not decrease next year.
Despite Zelensky's call, Scholz has rejected sending the German long-range Taurus missile system to Ukraine, fearing an escalation of NATO's tense standoff with nuclear-armed Russia. This is VOA News. Hurricanes Helene and Milton have reshaped the United States presidential race's final days. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kamala Harris is trying to use the storms as a chance to show bipartisan leadership, saying she's spoken with state and local leaders in affected states.
Both Republican and Democrat, to let them know we will be with you every step of the way.
While Donald Trump's ripped the federal response in GOP-dominated states like North Carolina. Both Harris and President Biden have been calling out Trump and Republicans for spreading misinformation about the response.
Get a life, man. Help these people.
Meantime, the storms have also scrambled the voting process in some key areas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Firefighters evacuated residents of Crécy-la-Chapelle on Friday as floodwaters submerged streets and yards of the suburban Parisian town after the remnants of Hurricane Kirk churned across Western Europe. Yana Dalayeva is a local resident.
Yesterday we were scared because the water came very fast. At some moment, very, very fast. But the pompiers, they came very quickly and helped us. So like in a dream, I don't know, like we were sleeping.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
According to Weather Service Meteo France, authorities remained on red alert for flooding on Friday, with peaks expected to be reached throughout the day. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded Friday to Japan's Nihon Hidankyo, a grassroots movement of Hiroshima and Nagasaki survivors and anti-nuclear campaigners. Daniel Hogsta is the deputy director of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons.
We know the work that they do on the topic in terms of sharing the testimonies of hibakusha, the people who know the most about nuclear weapons. So it's an extremely important and well-deserved award at an extremely important time.
The award comes at a poignant time as fighting escalates in Europe and the Middle East.
In the context of the war in Ukraine and other humanitarian crises around the world, the risk of the use of nuclear weapons is as high as it's ever been, or perhaps higher than it's ever been.
The winning group, founded in 1956, received the honor, quote, for its efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again, unquote. Police say gunmen killed 21 minors and wounded six others in Pakistan's southwest, days ahead of a major security summit being hosted in the Pakistani capital next week. Authorities say more than 230 migrants have reached Greece in small boats over the past 2 days. The Coast Guard said 75 migrants who had left from eastern Libya were rescued Friday from a crippled boat south of the island of Crete. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.